The first reading is a reading from the second book of Kings. Joachim was 18 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Nehushta, daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. Now he did evil in the sight of the Lord, just as his forebearers had done. At that time, the officials of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, attacked Jerusalem, and the city came under siege. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, himself arrived at the city while his servants were besieging it. Then Jehoiachin, king of Judah, together with his mother, his ministers, officers, and functionaries, surrendered to the king of Babylon, who in the 18th year of his reign took him captive. And he carried off all the treasures of the temple of the Lord and those of the palace, and broke up all the gold utensils that Solomon, king of Israel, had provided to the temple of the Lord, as the Lord had foretold. He deported all Jerusalem, all the officers and men of the army, 10,000 in number, and all the craftsmen and smiths. None were left among the people of the land except the poor. He deported Joachim to Babylon, and also kept captive from Jerusalem to Babylon the king's mothers and wives, his functionaries, and the chief men of the land. The king of Babylon also led captive to Babylon all 7,000 men of the army, and 1,000 craftsmen, smiths, of them trained soldiers. In place of Joachim, the king of Babylon anointed his uncle, Mathiah, king, and changed his name to Zedekiah. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in ruins. They have given the corpses of their servants as food to the birds of heaven, the flesh of your faithful ones to the beasts of the earth. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. They have poured out their blood like water round about Jerusalem, and there is no one to bury them. We have become the reproach of our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. O Lord, how long? Will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Remember not against us the iniquities of the past. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Help us, O Lord, O God, our Savior, because of the glory of your name. Deliver us and pardon our sins for your name's sake. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' Then I will declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, evildoers.' Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined. When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, not like the scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, when we hear God again continues to challenge us. Matthew's gospel is very strong, especially these last chapters, last three, four chapters we've been dealing with. And so today he makes it clear, just because you call Jesus Lord does not mean you're going to be saved. It ain't, you know, like people can say, well, I've done all these things in his name. Look what I've done. Jesus says clearly, just because you say, Lord, Lord, you will not enter the kingdom. Only the ones who do the will of my Father. So, it's interesting that we do the will of my Father, because most Catholics and Christians I know do their will every day, all day, and ask God to bless their will. Right? When you pray, now God, you got to give me strength, you got to help me, you got to do this, take care of my family, do this, do that. And we make God jump through our hoop. We come to Mass, we do things online, and Father, pray for this, and do this, and do this, and this is what I want from God. And that's fine, because God says, ask and you shall receive, so we gotta ask. But we gotta go beyond that. So after I've asked and said, okay, God, this is what I want you to do for me today, when I come to Mass, or I'm listening to Mass, I gotta say, God, what do you want me to do for you today? I live today, Jesus, to do your will. So then you must be silent, listen, and say, I'll do anything you want. Tell me what to do. I live today to do your will. Only those, Jesus says, who enter the kingdom. So enter the kingdom by living God's will. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us